Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for April 2018. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Leading tonight's official broadcast, Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Stuart?
Good evening, everyone. You will see the article in the latest break-in about the 20th anniversary of the appointment of Debbie Morgan, our Business Manager, and our Treasurer, Evan Sayer. In late March, I went with my partner, Jody, to Upper Hutt and enjoyed a meal out with Debbie and her husband, Steve, and Evan to celebrate. We were also joined by Mark Gooding, break-in editor, and his wife, Karen. In recognition of Debbie's 20 years of service, Council had approved a one-off bonus and a one-off 1 week's extra annual leave, which we presented that evening to Debbie, which made the event very special for her, and she's grateful to the NZRT members for this. Debbie will talk later about improvements to the HQ membership database. It is essential that we record all members who have two or more call signs. From time to time, we run a membership drive where we write to non-members using the Radio Spectrum Management database to identify call sign holders who are not current members. In the past, we've been unable to capture a secondary call sign, and it was embarrassing for us to send an invitation to join to these dual call sign holders and find they're already members. So please, I urge all those current members who have a secondary call sign to contact Debbie at headquarters as soon as possible so she can update our database, as there is a good chance in the next year we will run another membership drive. I mentioned our break-in editor, Mark, earlier. Mark is always on the lookout for articles for our excellent magazine. Many listeners tonight will have what it takes to write an article, but have possibly never thought that they did. Articles of all levels of complexity are needed. How about a review of some equipment you have purchased, or some articles for the new amateur? The examination is only a start, and there are many things that a new amateur needs help with. An example might be how to get onto the high-frequency bands and set up a dipole, or how to chase DX and the use of the correct etiquette while doing so. You could also write about a home brew project. Mark can put you in touch with people who can help get your article together if needed. It is your articles that help make break-in the great read that it is. Finally tonight, again in the latest break-in, you have seen, along with the annual reports, the remits for AGM coming up on Queen's Birthday weekend. Most branches will be voting on remits this month. It is important that you are able to have your say, so please read these carefully so you are able to discuss and vote on them to give your delegate your branch voting numbers to bring to the AGM. It is not too late to plan a trip to Dunedin for the conference weekend, and don't forget to register as soon as you can to make it easier for your colleagues at the Otago branch to plan what will be a great weekend. And I look forward to seeing many of you down there. And that's all for me tonight. Good night, Jim.
And thank you, Stuart, the President of NZART, Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. Otago Branch 30 are hosts for this year's annual NZART conference and cordially invite members and partners to join with them to celebrate the association's 92nd conference and indeed their own 90th year of operation. Conference is to be held over Queen's Birthday weekend, that's the 2nd and 3rd of June, at Burns Lodge, 89 Church Street in Mosgiel. Full details about conference and a registration form can be found on the Otago Branch 30 website. That's at www.zl4aa.org.nz and also on page 30 of your March-April break-in. NZART Conference 2018 in Dunedin over Queen's Birthday weekend. Well, it's onwards to Upper Hutt now, and a very good evening to NZART's Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Branch circulars were posted out last Friday. Included was the NZART membership names for each branch. If your name does not appear in the branch in which you wish to place your vote, then please contact me. Although you may belong to more than one branch, you can only place a vote with the branch you requested. If you are considering submitting someone's name for recognition of service, either on a national level or at branch level, I must receive any nominations before the end of April to ensure council has time to consider and engraving, etc., to be done. So please forward to me ASAP. I'm very pleased to advise our new database is operating really well. The information I now need from you is A, if you are the club call sign trustee, and B, if you are a repeater trustee, and which ones, preferably the place name, frequency and type, for example, IRLP, etc., if applicable. This information can now be stored and a report produced so that we can ascertain trustees if requested. Thank you to all those who sent kind messages on my 20 years' service as NZART Business Manager. I have no idea where the years have gone, but hope to stay healthy enough to continue for some time to come. Lastly, as I will be attending the RFUANZ conference in Auckland, the office will be closed from Tuesday the 1st of May and reopen Friday the 4th of May. However, my youngest daughter is due to have a baby on the 28th of April. So if it is suddenly closed after these dates, I will be taking time off to be with her. Hoping to see as many of you at conference as possible. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. Now for a catch-up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
In California, DXing just reached a new record height, as we hear from Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT.
So what exactly does a QSO sound like when it's 8 to 12,000 feet in the air? That was the pileup on 20 meters greeting ham skydiver Mark Meltzer, AF6IM, on his Yaesu FT817 on March 31st. One of a team of parachute mobile hams, Mark had just stepped out of a plane over Byron, California, picking his way through the local pileup when this happened. That was Lloyd Rasmussen, W3IUU in Kensington, Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C. Yes, Maryland. When you're on the air and in the air in California, that counts as DX and a record for this team. Lloyd, a blind amateur radio operator accustomed to pileups and contests and DXing, said he'd heard about the California jump in an online group of other blind amateurs and decided to go for it.
So I quickly cranked my FT950 up to that frequency, turned the beam to the west, and listened. And right away, the frequency was pretty quiet, except there was a pileup of California stations trying to work him.
Then, as Mark tells it, success.
I heard Lloyd. Lloyd heard me. We exchanged call signs, and so we got a real contact.
But Mark couldn't get too excited at the moment.
And you really have to watch what you're doing, because if you pay too much attention to ham radio and not enough to aerial navigation, you can end up, you know, over a body of water or over a freeway or someplace that isn't pleasant to land.
But later?
Very, very surprised and pleased to make the contact with Lloyd. I was just thrilled.
As for Lloyd.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I've worked a lot of DX. I do a lot of contesting and was running 100 watts, a Yaesu FT950. It was quite an interesting and fun QSO.
DX, says Mark, is what you make it.
Although, you know, it's not like working Antarctica or Christmas Island or something. For us, it was a huge thrill because we made it all the way across country on 3 watts.
Not a bad way to mark your 50th year as a skydiver and your 10th year as a ham, says Mark. You might just say this record's got him walking on air. For news about the team and their next jump, visit parachutemobile.wordpress.com. For Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT.
For bicycle enthusiasts in Australia, operating mobile was perhaps never this much fun, as Graham Kemp, VK4BB, explains.
Amateur radio is on a roll in Australia, and when we say roll, we do mean roll. Hams are rolling out their bicycles, their trikes, and even their velomobiles, and going places. Of course, they're not going anywhere without their trusty rigs. Members of a month-old online group called Pedal Radio have been promoting the combination of push power and foot power with the idea that fitness leads to fellowship and probably more than a few good cusos. There is also a homebrew aspect to the group, as some members share their tips for building your own trike. Most of the members right now are in VK3. If you want to try talking coast to coast while you're coasting, this group wouldn't mind if you rolled on in. Send a post to the group's address, pedalradio@groups.io. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB, on my bike.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2018. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Radio Electronics Group Incorporated, Branch 89 NZART, advise they'll be holding their annual equipment sale and tech talk at the Glenview Club, 211 Peacocks Road, Glenview in Hamilton, on Saturday the 19th of May. Public entry is at 10 a.m. and there's a $2 entry charge. There'll be a trade display, refreshments, door prizes, plenty of parking, and motorhomes are welcome. It's easy access and vendor tables will be available. For vendor registration and inquiries, you can contact Trevor ZL4GJ on 021-1775-710. 021-1775-710. Or email trevnz04@gmail.com. trevnz04@gmail.com. On the day, there'll be a talk-in on the 147.125 repeater. 147.125 repeater. The Radio Electronic Group Incorporated annual equipment sale and tech talk, that's on Saturday the 19th of May. On the broadcast now, time for Waro News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello everyone. The Waro Annual General Meeting will be held on Sunday the 3rd of June at the NZART Conference Venue, Burns Lodge, Church Street, Mosgiel, starting at 8:30 a.m. sharp. We're hoping for a good attendance of members at the AGM, and if you're unable to attend, an apology would be appreciated. All WARO members by now should have received their bulletin, and here's a gentle reminder to send copies on to your DX-sponsored members. Now the days are getting shorter and cooler, it's a good time to have a look through your log contacts to see if you have enough to qualify for one or more of the four WARO awards that are available. The fine details of the awards can be found on the WARO webpage, which is www.qsl.net/nzwaro. For two of the awards, only 10 contacts with WARO members are needed, so quite easy to get. The net controllers would be thrilled to have more WAOs checking into the Monday night WARO net on 3.695 MHz at 8 p.m. I know it's cool in some radio shacks at this time of the year, but wrap up well for 30 minutes or so and enjoy a contact with WAOs in another part of our country. I would encourage you to look at the WARO webpage from time to time, and if there's something you'd like to suggest be included on it, please let Cathy ZL2ADK know. You'll find her address in the front of any bulletin magazine. That's all for April, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, yes, it's time for Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Now, most clubs are discussing the upcoming NZART conference that's going to be held in Mosgiel near Dunedin, so we only have a few items tonight. But first, congratulations to the Napier Amateur Radio Club, NZART Branch 25 organisers and presenters for the Hawke's Bay Hamfest held at the Aero Club building earlier this month. Over 30 people attended and there was a full schedule of topics including digital and RF. The youngest presenter was Xenia ZL4YL, a local secondary student who's had her amateur licence for almost 3 years. Many of those attending the Hamfest gathered at the Napier RSA for an evening meal and socialising. Well done, Hawke's Bay. Moving now a short distance to NZART Branch 13, Hastings. Now, there had been some talk of moving this club's meeting night, but after some discussion, it's been decided to keep the meeting night the same. So just to reiterate for the future, NZART Branch 13 meetings are on the fourth Wednesday of the month. And the next meeting will be on Wednesday, the 23rd of May. And I'm sorry, I don't have an agenda item for that night. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has its next meeting on Monday, May the 7th at the Wellington Region Emergency Management Office. You will need to consult your newsletter for detailed instructions on this meeting. And looking forward, the club has its annual general meeting on Monday, June the 11th, which is a week after Queen's Birthday Monday, at the clubrooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo. Now to NZART Branch 50, which is now known as the Wellington Amateur Radio Club. They have a reminder in their newsletter that the Remote DX annual general meeting will be on Thursday the 3rd of May, starting at 7:30pm in the Tawa Community Hall. And finally tonight we have news from Glenn ZL2KZ, the Sangster Shield Contest Manager. This year's dates for the Sangster Shield are Saturday and Sunday the 19th and 20th of May, running from 8pm to 11pm local time. There are 6 half-hour scoring periods on each night. Now this contest is 80 metres CW only and restricted to no more than 5 watts PEP for New Zealand entrants. Overseas stations may use their full legal power limit. The exchange between stations is unchanged from last year. RST plus contact serial number plus the branch number. And remember to use the NZART branch number of your location, regardless of whether this is currently active or in recess. If you're going to work from different locations each night, just use one branch number and stick to it for both nights. Operating for just one night or for limited periods is also fine, as the aim is to have as many on the air as possible. If you need to see the fine detail of the rules, have a look in the April and May 2016 issue of Breakin and on the NZART website. Once you're finished, you can send in logs by email to sangster@nzart.org.nz. That's sangster@nzart.org.nz. Or you could even post them to Glenn ZL2KZ's address, detailed in the contest rules. Okay, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday, the 27th of May. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for April 2018. Good night, everyone. Good night now.